With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House lawmakers have approved a three-year extension of a key U.S. surveillance program. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After weeks of infighting in Congress, a large group of Democrats joined most Republicans to pass the bill. The measure adds new oversight, but stops short of requiring a warrant to access Americans' communications. Leaders argue the program is vital to national security, while opponents say it still allows warrantless surveillance. Even with the bill's passage, next steps in the Senate remain uncertain. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced the House Armed Services Committee today over the Iran war. Democratic Congressman Adam Smith says the Trump administration does not appear to have a realistic sense of what will happen with Iran.
Wish fulfillment is not really a strategy. I mean, maybe the president thinks he's doing some sort of Jedi mind trick and can tell Iran, you will give up your nuclear weapons, and they automatically will. But that's not working. So what we need to hear today is what is going to work.
Secretary Hegseth says lawmakers should not be criticizing the Iran war.
The biggest challenge, the biggest adversary we face at this point are the reckless, feckless, and defeatist words of congressional Democrats and some Republicans.
The chief financial official for the Pentagon told lawmakers that the estimated cost of the war with Iran is $25 billion so far. In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court found that the Louisiana district represented by Democrat Cleo Fields relied too heavily on race. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 280 points, the NASDAQ rose 9, the S&P declined 2. This is SRN News. Ohio considers assisted suicide. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Democrats in the state legislature have introduced a bill that would allow residents to take their own life with the help of a doctor. The last time such an attempt was made in Ohio was 2018, and the measure didn't go anywhere. Pro-life advocates and clergymen are vowing to campaign hard against the legislation. So far, 13 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide, beginning with Oregon, which did so in 1997. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Wyoming judge has blocked a new state law that bans abortions beyond the earliest stages of pregnancy while a lawsuit challenging the provision moves ahead. It's the first court ruling affecting the legal status of abortion in Wyoming since the state Supreme Court struck down sweeping abortion and abortion pill bans in January, finding that the laws violated the state constitution. This is SRN News. College sports governing body has handed down punishments for two players involved in a point-shaving scheme. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Two former Fordham basketball players have been permanently banned by the NCAA for their roles in a point-shaving scheme. According to the NCAA, Elijah Gray and Will Richardson each agreed with a bettor to throw a game against Duquesne on February 23, 2024, in exchange for $10,000 to $15,000. Gray was one of more than two dozen people accused by federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania conspiring to fix games. He has agreed to plead guilty in that case. The NCAA says Gray told investigators that he ultimately reneged on his agreement to underperform during the game and was not paid. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.